Okay, so have you ever felt like you need to like get up to speed really quickly with this whole AI thing going on,
Oh, yeah, definitely.
but without like, getting bogged down with all the technical stuff
All
that's,
the jargon.
yeah, exactly, all the jargon that makes your head spin, right?
Yeah.
So if that's you, then you're in the right place.
You've come to the right place.
Because today we're diving deep into something that's could be your like springboard into this whole world that's exploding around us. And that's the AI Plus Foundation certification. So we've been gathering all kinds of information on this, trying to really break down what it's about, why it might be relevant to you,
Sure.
whether you're, a business professional, maybe you're trying to understand how AI is going to impact your industry, or you're just fascinated by the tech itself, you're an AI enthusiast,
Right.
or maybe you're in a leadership position and you're looking at, innovating with AI. Or heck, maybe you're just, curious about the future, like a lot of us are.
Yeah.
So today we're going to sort of unpack this whole thing, explore the fundamental ideas that this certification covers, and then also look at, how those ideas actually translate into real-world applications
Okay.
and why this knowledge is becoming so essential these days.
Sounds good. Yeah. And what's really interesting, I think, about the AI Plus Foundation is that it's not trying to turn you into like a hardcore AI expert, like right away. It's much more about providing a really solid and accessible understanding of the core concepts.
The basics.
Yeah, the basics for anyone who's really just interested in learning. It's like laying a strong foundation for this, increasingly AI-driven world we're living in.
Okay, so let's unpack that a little bit more. What exactly is the AI Plus Foundation?
Sure.
So from what we've gathered, it seems like it's designed to be a very user-friendly entry point into the world of AI,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
It aims to introduce you to the key principles
Right.
and even some of the practical tools that are being used.
The application.
Yeah, exactly, the applications without requiring that you have, a deep technical background or anything like
You have
that.
to be a coder.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's really just about having, a basic comfort level with technology and a desire to learn. And I really like their tagline.
Oh, yeah. What is it?
It's building the future with AI, a strong foundation for tomorrow's innovators. It really kind of sums it up right there, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. It implies that you're getting, a pretty comprehensive overview, covering those basics, how AI is being used in various industries, and why that even matters.
And why it matters to us.
Exactly.
So for you listening out there, you might be thinking, okay, this sounds kind of interesting, but like, how does this benefit me
Right. Yeah.
specifically?
How is this going to help me?
And that's a really crucial question, right? So looking at the information we have, there are a few key advantages that really stand out.
Okay.
First off, it provides a really comprehensive grounding in AI. And we're not just talking about the technical side here.
Right.
We're talking about the practical ways AI is being
The
used.
applications.
Exactly. And also the broader implications of adopting this technology.
The ethical side of things.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that kind of well-rounded knowledge, it seems really invaluable these days.
It's only going to get more and more important, right?
Because AI is touching everything.
Right.
It's influencing so much in our world.
Absolutely. Think about it, even in your daily life. AI is already having an impact on things like the recommendations you see online, the way businesses interact with their
It's
customers.
everywhere.
It's pretty much everywhere. And having that comprehensive understanding helps you to actually make sense of it all.
Make sense of these changes, yeah.
Yeah. And even potentially leverage those changes. In your own context, whatever that might be.
Whatever fields you're in, exactly. And it's not just about understanding these abstract concepts, right?
Right.
It seems like a big part of the certification is focused on actually applying what you learn about AI.
Okay, so how does it do that?
Well, you'll actually learn how to interact with AI models.
Oh, wow.
And explore how these tools can be used to solve real-world problems.
Okay, so it's very hands-on.
Very hands-on. It's not just about reading about AI, it's about actually using it.
I like that.
And then there's the whole ethical consideration as well.
Right.
Really understanding these concepts like fairness, transparency, and AI.
That's huge these days.
It's not just an abstract ethical discussion anymore, right?
It's really becoming a practical necessity.
It is. And that actually brings up a really interesting point about the practical skills you'll gain from this certification.
So you're not just learning about AI, but you're actually learning how to work with it.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's not just about knowing what AI is, but also understanding how to use it. and even more importantly, how to think critically about its use.
That's so important.
It is. And what's really interesting is how this certification seems relevant to a lot of different types of people.
Okay.
For example, you know, if you're in business, it's really about understanding how AI is going to reshape your industry.
Okay.
And how you can develop strategies, you know, using AI to stay competitive.
To keep your edge.
Exactly. And for those of you who are just really fascinated by AI, this offers a really structured way to build that foundational knowledge, you know, including things like prompt engineering, which we touched on earlier.
Right.
That's basically how to talk to AI effectively.
How to get it to do what you want.
Exactly. And then for those of you in leadership positions, you know, technology leaders, it's about really equipping yourselves with the understanding you need to guide your organizations, you know, as they start to adopt AI and try to innovate with it.
Right. You need to be able to speak the language.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then, you know, thinking about people in roles where it's really important to understand the broader societal trends.
Like policy analysts or journalists.
Exactly. Or, heck, even just trying to understand the news these days, right?
Yeah, the world is changing so fast.
It is. And having this foundational knowledge of AI gives you the context you need.
To make sense of it all.
Exactly. And if you're a student, or maybe you're a recent grad, this kind of certification can really set you apart from others.
Make your resume stand out.
Yeah, exactly. It signals to potential employers that you've got a handle on this technology that's becoming so vital.
Yeah, pretty much across the board at this point.
Yeah. So with all that in mind, what are some of the specific skills and knowledge you can gain?
Okay, let's dive into that.
All right. So the materials we've looked at highlight a few core areas like AI fundamentals and prompt engineering.
Right. We talked about that.
Which you did. And then there's also the deployment of AI models, which suggests that you'll learn how AI is actually put into action.
Okay. So it's not just theoretical.
Exactly. And then there's AI ethics and governance, which is all about looking at the responsible development and use of this technology.
That's becoming a really big deal.
It is. Yeah. So what's really valuable here is that it combines, you know, understanding the underlying principles with the practical side of how AI is actually applied.
Right, so it's a good mix.
Yeah, and of course the ethical considerations can't be overlooked.
Definitely not.
And the way they've structured this learning is really interesting too.
Okay, how's it structured?
Well, it's broken down into modules that really take you through the AI landscape in a logical way.
Okay.
So it starts with an introduction to AI and its impact.
Okay, so starting with the basics.
Yep, and then it moves into prompt engineering.
Right.
Which again is that crucial skill of interacting with AI effectively.
Got to learn how to speak its language.
Exactly. And then it goes into AI in business and industry applications.
So you can see how it's actually being used.
Exactly. And then, of course, a module on AI ethics and bias.
Really important.
Can't forget about that. And then finally, it concludes with the future of AI and career opportunities.
Okay. So it really gives you that big picture view.
It does. And it seems like the learning isn't purely theoretical either.
Okay. What do you mean?
They actually mentioned some practical tools that you'll get exposure to.
Oh, like what?
Well, there's ChatGPT, of course, which a lot of people have heard of.
Right, right.
But then there's also Humana AI, Amto AI, and even AI Lawyer.
Interesting.
So you're not just learning about these things in the abstract.
You're getting to play around with them.
Exactly. You're getting a feel for how they actually work.
I think that's so important.
It is. It really makes it all come to life.
And it makes the learning stick, I think.
For sure. So let's get down to the nitty-gritty here.
Okay.
What does it actually involve to get certified?
Yeah, what do you have to do?
So it looks like it's a self-paced online course.
Okay.
And they say it takes about 4 hours to complete.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all. And then after you finish the course, there's an official exam.
Right, of course.
And if you pass, you get a digital badge to show off your accomplishment.
Nice.
And the prerequisites are pretty accessible, it seems like.
Okay, what do you need?
Basically just basic digital literacy. An interest in, you know, the implications of AI and a fundamental understanding of AI and ML concepts.
Okay, so they're not expecting you to already be an expert.
Exactly. It's really meant to be a starting point.
That's good.
Yeah. And the exam itself is 50 multiple choice questions.
Okay.
You need 70% to pass and you've got 90 minutes to do it.
Plenty of time.
It's online, but it's proctored.
Right. To make sure it's fair.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they highlight that, you know, there are online lab projects, case studies, all part of the learning process.
So again, really hands-on.
Very hands-on. And in the end, you get an industry-recognized credential.
Oh, that's cool.
Which can be valuable.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the way they deliver this course seems really flexible.
How so?
It's entirely online and self-paced.
So you can go at your own speed.
Exactly. There are on-demand videos and ebook that you can get as a PDF or even listen to as an audiobook.
Oh, wow.
They even have podcasts
Of course.
and interactive labs. So it seems like they've tried to accommodate, you know, different learning styles.
And different schedules.
Exactly. And the one-year subscription includes a lot.
Okay, what comes with it?
You get those high-quality video lessons, the ebook, in
Right.
both formats. We talked about the podcasts,
Yay.
access to an AI mentor for guidance quizzes and assessments.
To test your knowledge.
Yeah, all the course resources. The online proctored exam with a free retake if you need it.
That's nice.
And a comprehensive study guide for the exam. So they really seem to have put together a complete package.
It sounds pretty thorough.
It does. So let's step back for a second and consider why all this is so relevant right now.
Okay, why is it such a big deal?
Well, the information we have highlights some pretty compelling figures.
Okay.
The AI market is projected to reach over $190 billion by 2025,
Wow, that's huge.
with a growth rate of over 42% per year.
So it's growing really fast.
Super fast. And it's not just about the money.
Right.
It's about the fact that AI is fundamentally changing how industries operate.
Yeah, give me some examples.
Well, think about customer service with those AI-powered chatbots that are popping up everywhere.
Ah.
Or healthcare diagnostics with AI, helping doctors make more accurate diagnoses.
Right.
And then there's the legal and financial sectors where AI is streamlining all kinds of processes.
Making it more efficient.
Exactly. And even in manufacturing, AI is optimizing operations.
So it's impacting pretty much every industry.
Pretty much,
Yeah.
yeah. And this widespread impact means there's a growing need for professionals in all these fields who understand AI.
Even if they're not the ones coding it, they
Exactly.
need to know how it works.
Right. And
Yeah.
that brings us back to you, the listener,
Right.
if you're looking to, you know, stay ahead of the curve and prepare for the future.
Hmm.
Understanding AI is becoming crucial no matter what your current job is or what you're interested in.
Yeah. It's a good foundation to have.
It is. And to give you a sense of what the certification really emphasizes, the exam blueprint allocates equal weight, 20% each, to all five modules.
Okay, so they're all equally important.
Yeah, which means you need a well-rounded understanding
Yeah.
across all those areas.
That makes sense.
So just to wrap things up here,
Okay.
it seems like the AI Plus Foundation certification is a really great place to start if you want to understand AI
Right.
without, you know, getting lost in all the technical complexities.
It's designed for beginners.
It is. It's about building that essential base of knowledge.
Okay.
And it covers, you know, the AI principles, the practical applications, and those ethical considerations, which are so important.
And it's accessible to a wide range of people.
Exactly. So if you're ready to take that next step and really start to understand and navigate this world of AI,
Yeah.
we encourage you to check out the AI Plus Foundation certification.
Definitely.
You can find more information and even enroll by visiting link to AI Plus Foundation certification. That's link to AI Plus Foundation certification.
It's an investment in your future.
It is, because
Sure.
as AI keeps evolving at this crazy pace,
Right.
having that understanding of its principles and its ethical implications, it's going to be so valuable no matter what you do.
Absolutely.
So, what aspect of AI's impact are you most curious about? I'd love to hear your thoughts.